Ace Gutters. Australian made, built to last. Order now at acegutters.com.au. Drive on SEN.
Well, thanks to Ace Gutters, we're driving you home. Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Jordan Lewis and Cam Luke, we're joined in the studio by superstar Louie, and she must be getting very excited. Of course, Women's Big Bash season continues this weekend. We'll get to that, but we've got T20 World Cups in our backyard in 2020. Can't wait for her to talk, of course, of Holly Furling, who has popped in to say g'day. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Oh, hang on a second. We've got a mic issue, so Mandy now pointing out. She's going to come in and sort you out.
Well, she did say she couldn't hear through the cans.
Yeah, she did. She did. That should have been a little bit of a, should have been probably some type of indication.
There we go.
So there we go. Officially, welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I tell you what, not only has Holly come in, she's come in bearing gifts as well, Louie, because we got our own Melbourne Stars shirts as well that we'll put on very shortly. But
I don't know what size you wear, but extra large there. They're big shirts. Oh. I haven't put on that much weight just yet.
Well, maybe you should take that as a bit of a hint.
It's all coming.
All right. Hey, let's say, we'll start with the season, which hasn't essentially been amazing win-loss record for the Melbourne Stars, but how have you found it?
That's kind of been it. It's been a little bit frustrating. We've had some really, really good games, and at the same time, though, we've had a lot of things to come up against. So, for instance, start of the season, we were without three players. So myself, Alana King, broke her thumb just before the first round, and then we had Ange Reeks out. She absolutely snapped her Achilles weeks before. So, not a really good injury. But I think the positive that's come from it is that we've had the likes of Tess Flintoff and Maddie Penner, who's come in as an injury replacement, absolutely blow it out of the park with how they've bowled and. As youngsters as well, how they've conducted themselves on the field as well.
It's always when someone goes out and they're always like, we just want that play, but it always unearths someone new and someone gets an opportunity. You have been through your own injuries and own battles. You're sick now, but how's your body feeling injury-wise?
Yeah, I'm all good now. Bit of a frustrating part of, I had a really good preseason and was looking forward to playing, and it was almost like once we started playing trial matches, I then got injured. I had stress fractures again, but this time in my hip, so it was a bit of a strange one. No real physio can actually tell me how it happened or anything like that, but that seems to be me and seems to be fast bowling. I think we always end up having the strangest injuries, and they also go for the longest as well.
Well, it's not until they slow a fast bowler down. I mean, when it's in normal time, you go, that looks okay, but when they actually slow it down, you go, I can understand why stress fractures actually happen.
It's an unnatural action. It really shouldn't happen. We shouldn't put our bodies through it, but we do. But it is what it is, I guess. I think every kid, when you sign up to be a fast bowler, you know at some point you're going to spend some time on the sidelines.
Speaking about signing up, you've had the membership day today, all day. Have you been there on the phones?
I haven't, but I've heard that they've been ringing in hot, but it is a really exciting time of the year, obviously Christmas coming up. So I have been told, though, that the really important date is actually the 2nd of December. If you can order your membership by then, you actually get your pack in time for Christmas, which is perfect.
It is. Great Christmas gift.
It is. Frustrating, obviously, with the injuries you touched on, but like when you look at your own overall campaign and the fact you're able to get back out there and you're playing cricket, how do you self-assess, I guess, how it's been for you?
It's a quite a conflicting thing. You want to be doing well for the team, and I guess personally, I've been quite well with my economy rates and I guess trying to do the jobs that I'm given the opportunities to do within the team. But I think a frustrating part of it too is that when a teammate's struggling, as you know, when a teammate's struggling with form, which it's the most awful thing to go through. When you're not, you want to do more to help to make their job easier. And I think opening the bowling, I'd love to be taking more wickets up top to be able to take that pressure off the bowlers later on or off the batters when they come in to chase it down. So it's been a bit of a funny one, but I think it's a season of learning for us. We've had a new skipper, Elise Villani, who's come on, and she's been wonderful for the group. And it's a really exciting era with so many new players.
And how have you enjoyed your time in Melbourne? You're a Brisbane girl. I thought you may have moved down here, but you just come down and were you down here for a few months, 2-3 months
at a time? Yeah, a couple months, and just love cafes, just love the coffee, great. Love the food, love the lifestyle here in Melbourne. The only irk that I have with the Melbourne lifestyle is the weather. I mean, back
home. Well, we can't. We're trying to change that. It's one of those things that we can't change.
Mm-hmm. I get calls from back home saying it's 30 plus degrees in Brisbane, lots of humidity and everything like that. And down here it's 15. I've got three jumpers on. I'm just dying.
Yeah, but you can sit inside and sip coffee. You don't necessarily have to be on the footpath.
That's true.
In the sunshine. I love this whole idea of Big Bash and Women's Big Bash. How you play for your state cricket or you play for Australia? Of course, you've done, and then you're just able to sign a contract and go somewhere else for a short amount of time. And I like it. I think it builds rivalries, and you've got to bowl thunderbolts of teammates, be it state or internationally. How do you find it coming together with a team in a relatively short time, people you don't see on a regular basis, and being able to have one chemistry, and also from a lifestyle point of view, being able to enjoy it, which is something that's fairly important as well?
It's actually interesting coming from Brisbane, where there's only one team or coming from Queensland, where there's only one team or one Big Bash team affiliated with that state, coming to Melbourne and actually seeing half the girl split. I actually think sometimes it's a good thing. As much as the positives of having one team is that you keep the core together and it feels like the same thing, the cool thing is, doesn't matter how your state has gone, you come into Big Bash season and it's exciting. You've got seven new players added to your squad that aren't your normal state girls, and then that means the Victorians are actually really excited for what's to come. So it is actually an interesting dynamic, but at the same time though, we're very well looked after, and the thing with the club, and that's what drew me here, is the culture. It's all about family, and for me that's massive. I actually had Mignon Dupree actually say to me that I'm the mum of the team. That's the thing, I'm like, I'm not that old, jeez. But I cook for the team and do stuff like that, but that's what we do. We really care for each other, and that's, I guess, one of the things that's been the hardest thing this season, is actually seeing some of your teammates struggle and actually seeing the whole team struggle when we actually have been playing some really good cricket as well.
So do you all stay together? Do they all put you in accommodation somewhere in the city?
All of us that are interstate and international, yeah, we're very lucky. We get put up at the Olsen at South Yarra.
Very nice.
Wonderful. There are lots of restaurants around there that we've all hit up plenty of times. And I think our contract money goes very quickly staying around there.
Holly Filling joins us in the studio. It's Melbourne Stars Membership Day, as Louis just mentioned. Gold memberships, just $80. It's half price for today only. Join Team Green. Jump on gostars.com.au and make sure you do it ASAP. Have you felt a little World Cups? And now, I'm not sure if either of you had, you know, back in 2015, one day World Cup in our backyard, Australia beat New Zealand. And it's such a cool feeling for us sports fans to go to something like that, and to be involved in that and playing it in your own backyard must be unreal. Have you noticed, with it right there around the corner in early 2020, have you noticed a difference in the actual competition over this summer?
I think the competition's been heating up over a number of years.
It's true.
But I think it is actually quite cool. A lot of the internationals are really keeping a keen eye on what the Australians are doing and what squad the Australians might put together. But similarly too, they've actually been able to prove their form. So for instance, Maddie Green, who's been playing for the Brisbane Heat, she probably wasn't a look-in for the New Zealand starting 11, but now she's absolutely pushed her case. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. But I think it's actually made, as much as people are wanting to win the Big Bash, there's so much more on the line. But even more interestingly, England are pulling a lot of their internationals out of the finals of the Big Bash to then start preparing for the World Cup. So it'll actually start to affect the Big Bash a lot more.
I think that's a dumb decision by England, based on the fact, and for this exact reason, they're actually playing high intensity finals in the country where the Big Bash is going to be. Now, I understand you got to get them in camp, but we still got a little time. I just think that's a ridiculous decision. It doesn't make a great deal of sense if it's being played in the exact same conditions you'll see in March, in the same format.
Yeah, there's been a massive push to have clear air for the WBBL, similarly, I think, to what the IPL has. Mm-hmm. So I think that'd actually be a massive step forward for our competition, to allow literally every international be available for our competition, whether it be them be from India, Sri Lanka, the South Africans, England. There's so much talent out there, and our teams as well, whether it be we're looking for a fast bowler or a batter or an all-rounder, you want to have the pick of the lot. So I think it's going to be, it's a discussion that's been around for the last couple of years, and I'm hoping that it's going to keep pushing forward.
It's what we do so well, isn't it?
English.
Well, that as well. But, I mean, constantly you're always finding sports on the world stage being here in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's for a sports lover.
Yep.
It suits our time. You know, we don't have to get up in the middle of the night and watch cricket or whatever mm-hmm. it may be. But it's brilliant. And it's one of those things where, as a sports fan, you're so lucky to live in Melbourne.
Now, one last question before the ad break, and Holly will hang around. We'll learn a bit more about it. Brisbane Heat are on top of the Women's Big Bash. Like, you can be honest, there's not many people listening right now. You don't want them to win, do you?
Well, in all honesty, last year it was the whole, if it's not us, I hope it's you.
Yeah.
I hope that we beat both them and the Renegades on the weekend.
Yes, there you go.
Just halt their momentum a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't hold long, does it?
It's a real rivalry weekend for you. You've got the Renegades, of course, from a team perspective, and then your own state's team, the Brisbane Heat. So you've got a big weekend ahead of you.
Absolutely, and we haven't beaten the Brisbane Heat when I've been playing here, so I really want to.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to get to our Holly Furling again on the other side of this. We're driving you home. Jordan Lewis and Cam Luke. All thanks to Ace Scudders on SEN Drive. Jordan Lewis and Cam Luke, we're driving you home. Pat Cummins around 10 minutes away. Holly Furling's in the studio on Melbourne Stars Membership Day. Gold membership's just $80. It's half price for today only. Join Team Green. Jump on gostars.com.au. All right, so other sports, Holly, you know, you're a Queenslander. Does that make you a league girl or are you an AFL fan?
Yeah, definitely a league girl, but I do enjoy going to the Gabba to watch the Brisbane Lions, particularly after the year they had this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went and saw a game, albeit it was a final, but great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere. And we're talking in the break about there's a section under the Story Bridge that they've just redeveloped and it is just bustling, isn't it?
Yeah, Howard Smith Wharves there. There's lots of really nice restaurants and little bars and everything around there. It's Brisbane's like starting to give Melbourne a run for its money.
No, calm down. It's getting better. I'm not sure about run for the money. So are you Broncos or are you...
My home is only 2.5 hours from Brisbane, so we're kind of down in that southeast Queensland corner. But hopefully, I saw we've stolen
Brodie Croft.
Yes, Crofty's gone to the Broncos, so that'll be a really interesting.
You've stolen him. You overpaid, but you've stolen him. just quickly before the news, tell us like. Whereabouts did you grow up? 2.5 hours out is where?
Yeah, Kingaroy. Okay. So Matthew Hayden country, mm-hmm. Carl Rackham country. Yeah. So, best known for its peanuts, more than its cricketers.
There you go.
See if you've got an allergy.
But no, so mum and dad are still there and still working away out there. So, no, I love being from the country and it makes... Things like going, we played at Ballarat last weekend and beat the Renegades there. How good was that? Mm-hmm. But makes those kind of trips even more special because I think it's really important for us to get out to the country because it's actually where all the talent is. It's where all the kids are that need to have that opportunity to see their heroes and be able to, I guess, resonate and go, yep, I can do that one day.
So how were you exposed to cricket?
I fell into it. I actually had a girl ask me at Touch Football to come trial and 2 months later found myself in a state team. So, I always played in the backyard. I was a vicious rivalry with my younger brother, Wayne, as are all kids, really. Mm-hmm. But, I was very lucky. Mum and Dad always said yes and drove my brother and I to each end of the state to follow our sports. So, no, very lucky. In all honesty, if you told me I was playing semi-professional sport by this age, I would have thought I'd be playing for the Firebirds in the netball. So it's incredible how far it's come. And even more so now we've got young kids and young boys as well not seeing the difference between men's and women's cricket. To them, it's just cricket, which is so cool to see.
Two things, Louis. Firstly, how's the rose to prominence? You want to come have a... Throw in the nets. Two months later, I'm playing state team. And you have you played state league for in the Queensland netball. That is correct. You mentioned netball there.
Yeah, okay. No, it was so it was a couple ranks under the. I guess the Firebirds or anything like that. But, love my netball. I really miss it, but I get my fix now. I think, as you know, being around a heap of different sports, you start to make connections in other teams. So I get my fix by going and watching some of my friends in the Firebirds now.
All right, the Renegades this weekend and then the Heat's a huge weekend. And thank you for coming in and bringing us some shirts as well. So we might don them and get a photo as well. But good luck, not just for this weekend and for the rest of the Women's Big Bash, but also into 2020 and a World Cup on the horizon and so much. So thank you for coming to say hello.
No, thank you. Cool.
Thank you.
Holly Fielding has come in to join us.